Paul Nolte is here, too, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy & Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. Will the good corporate earnings we've seen lately and also the AI boom be enough for the stock market to endure the Middle East war? What do you think?
It's a good question, and I'm not so sure that it's going to be enough to overcome it if this continues on for weeks on end and maybe months. I mean, we got news last night that maybe Trump is looking for an off-ramp, and maybe it gets accepted, maybe not, and we're seeing a little bit of a rally in the market as a result of that. So it is very much geopolitical, and were it to continue and inflation stay high, oil prices stay high, that would be an impairment across the economy and potentially push us into a recession, but I think that's still too early to say. But yes, it will have an impact, maybe not this quarter, but certainly in quarters ahead.
Most investors are expecting the Fed to hike rates sometime later this year. Do you think they will?
No. that has changed because of the inflation information and oil prices that have come through. And you listen to a lot of the Fed governor talk, and we've gotten a lot of it over the last week since the Fed meeting. Most all of them are looking at the inflation data and energy prices and saying, well, it's going to have an impact. We don't know how much of an impact. We don't know what our reaction should be. So they're kind of sitting on their hands and wait and see before they decide to move. And they don't want to make the same mistake that they did with COVID, where they dropped rates to zero because of COVID and then had to hike rates dramatically afterwards. So they're trying to be a little bit more measured this time around and not necessarily jump because of the inflation data.
So right now, is an extended war and higher energy prices priced in to the financial markets?
Maybe. Define what you mean by extended, and I'll tell you whether it's priced in or not. And by extended, do I mean, we're going to end by the end of April or maybe by September? I think if it's September, it's not priced into the market at all. If it's in the next couple of weeks, yeah, I think it's probably priced into the market. And that's why I said the geopolitical events are really driving the market. It's not the fundamentals. It's not the economy. And that's why you're getting these huge swings on a daily basis, both on the upside and the downside, depending on the news of the day and where things may be headed.
Are you surprised the stock market hasn't been hit harder and gone lower because of the war?
To a certain extent, yes. But when you look underneath the hood and you look at the S&P 500, there are many, many stocks that are down 20% or more. And there are some that are up 20% or more. So you get a huge spread between those that are doing well, energy stocks, but they comprise such a small part of the overall index. And you've had the technology stocks in general come down dramatically. Microsoft is down, as an example, 20% this year. It's down 30% from its highs about a year ago. So we've seen that come off on a lot of the Mag 7 names. And that, because they are such a large weight in the index, have driven the index a little bit lower. But the average stock has done okay, but you have still a huge divergence between the good and the bad, at least in markets within the S&P 500.
Have the value stocks been a good opportunity or a long-term opportunity maybe?
I think a long-term opportunity. I think they've held up well. They're down a few percentage points this month versus the index being down 5% or so. So they've held up well. They haven't been zero or positive, but on a relative basis, they've looked pretty good. We still think that's a good place to be. Valuations are very low in that area. Consumer staples, as an example, is very, very inexpensive. Healthcare, we think, is still very inexpensive. So there's still parts of the market that we think are relatively cheap. And some of them are cheap for a reason. Some of them have headline risk. But we think over the next 3 to 5 years, many of those companies should do very, very well.
Can you explain quickly the new proposal on investment options for retirement plans?
Well, there's been a variety of options. One of the newest ones, I haven't seen anything new that's come out recently. One of the shifts that has occurred over the last couple of years is a shift more to Roth 401k. And those have become a lot more available to employees of firms. And we recommend for most all employees to take a look at the Roth 401k as an option as opposed to the traditional. It avoids having the IRS writing sight saddle with you. As your account grows, the IRS is right there with you and taxing it all along the way. So if that's an option for you as an employee, we recommend that Roth 401k. But outside of that, there's been some things that have been floated, but we really haven't seen any big changes to overall retirement plans. One of the newer ones that's come up, obviously, is the Trump plan for kids, and that can be something that's worth looking into. That won't be available, though, I think, until July.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester, always appreciate the Cliff's Notes explanation of the financial markets. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Talk to you next week.